Canto 4, Chapter 17. Prithu Maharaj gets angry with the earth. Maitreya said, after the son of King Vena, this had been glorified for his qualities and actions as a manifestation of the Supreme Lord, he pleased those who had spoken with gifts and honored them with praises. The leaders of the Brahmins and the other castes, the servants, the ministers, the priests, the citizens, all his subjects, the different communities and his admirers, he all properly respected. Vidura said, why did Mother Earth, who has so many forms, assume the form of a cow? And with King Prithu milking her, who was there as the calf? And what was the milking pot? How leveled he her, the goddess, who by nature is sloped, and for what reason stole the godhead Indra, the sacrificial horse? O Brahmin, what state was attained by the saintly king after he, from the mighty Sanat Kumara, who is so well versed in Vedic lore, had received the practical knowledge? Please your goodness, narrate to this, so very attentive devotee, everything else about the Supreme Personality of Krishna, whom we know as Adakshaja, and who, as the son of Vena, milked the earth in the form of that cow. It undoubtedly is a pleasure to listen to the stories about him who, from the piety of his previous incarnation, arrived at such powerful and glorious activities. Sutta said, Maitreya, very pleased with Vidura being so inspired by the narrations about Vasudeva, thereupon praised him and replied. Maitreya said, when King Prithu was enthroned by the Brahmins, my best, and declared to be the protector of the people, the citizens suffered a shortage of food. They then, with their bodies emaciated because of the hunger, approached him, the protector of the surface of the earth, in order to inform him. O king, suffering a hunger that burns like a fire in the hollow of a tree, we today have come to you to take shelter with you. For you are the appointed person and master to be consulted, who must give the orders. Please, your majesty, try therefore to provide us, who suffer from hunger, with food, O master over all rulers of men. If you do not act as the protector of the people and the leader of the food supply, we will perish. Maitreya said, Prithu, hearing the citizens lament their pitiable condition, for a long time contemplated, O best of the Kurus, and discovered the cause. With intelligence, having arrived at that conclusion, he took up his bow and aimed an arrow at the earth, like he was the angry lord of the three cities. When the earth saw that he had taken up his bow and arrows, she, trembling, turned into a cow and fled away, as afraid as a deer chased by a hunter. With his eyes turned red out of anger, chasing the cow, the son of Vena then laid an arrow on his bow wherever she fled. Seeing the king coming after her with his weapons raised, the goddess ran randomly in all four directions, fleeing hither and thither, wherever heaven meets earth. Just like man unable to escape from death, she nowhere in the world could escape from the hand of the son of Vena, and finally turned back, most scared and very saddened at heart. She said, since you are now the great one of fortune, O knower of the Dharma, O shelter of the afflicted souls, please save me. Your majesty, after all, is there for the protection of the living beings. Why do you want to kill someone who is poor and sinless? How can you, who one considers a knower of the religious principles, wish to kill a woman like me? If no one should ever strike a woman, not even when she is sinful, then what to speak of a personality like you, O King, a human being so merciful and affectionate to the poor? If you break me, this very strong boat carrying all the world, how can you hold yourself and your people afloat then? King Prithu replied, O dear source of wealth, if you do not obey my rules, I will have to kill you because you, while accepting your share of the offerings, do not provide us the produce. You eat the greenest grass daily, but we are never certain of the milk provided by your udder. Is it not demanded to administer punishment to a cow that is thus indubitably in offence? Not very intelligent, disobeying me, you do not yield the seeds for the plants, herbs and grains for us, that originally were formed by the Creator, but now are hidden by you inside of you. To put an end to the misery of all the distressed who suffer from hunger, I will now cut your flesh to pieces with my arrows. Whether it concerns a man, a woman, or a eunuch, kings who kill those who, with no compassion for other living beings, as the lowest of all, care only for themselves, do not really kill. You, so foolish and conceited, prove yourself to be a cow of illusion. I will thus, with my arrows, cut you to pieces as small as grains, for I, by the power of my yoga, will personally uphold all these citizens. Being that angry, he had assumed the form of death personified. The surrendered planet Earth, who had to tremble all over, then, with folded hands, spoke. The Earth said, My respects for the Transcendence, the original person who, with the material energy, expanded into a variety of forms. And to that source of qualities, I offer my obeisances. And to that original form of him who, with all of his love and actions as a doer, himself is never affected, because he is not bewildered by the waves of the ocean of matter. He who created me as an abode for all living beings, as a combination of the different modes and elements, he standing before me now, who, in his own right, wishes to kill me with his weapons ready, to what other shelter should I resort but to him? You as the one who, in the beginning, by his inconceivable potency, created all these moving and non-moving entities and offered them the protection of his shelter, you who by that same Maya now proves to be this king, wishing to offer protection as someone strictly following the principles, how can you desire to kill me? Because of his unconquerable potency, the plan of the Supreme Master is never clear to human beings who always fall short. He indeed, who by his inconceivable powers and lordship caused the Creator and his creation, is the one within the many. I offer him my obeisances, who is the cause of the creation, dissolution and maintenance of this world, and to him, who by dint of his powers is the cause of the physical elements, the senses and the controlling demigods, the intelligence and the identification with matter, and to him who manifests and restricts these energies and is the transcendental original personality and cause of all causes. It was you who factually created this world consisting of the elements, the senses, the mind and the heart, O powerful one, O unborn one. It was you who, as the original boar, maintaining me, lifted me from the lower regions out of the water. Having put me on top of the water, with the living entities standing upon me as in a boat, you, who indeed want to offer protection, as a hero have become the keeper of the earth. And now you want to kill me with sharp arrows because of missing my milk. The ways and activities of your divine incarnations can surely never be fully understood by living beings like me or by common people whose minds, as a consequence of your energy, are bewildered by the modes. My obeisances for all that you are, you who bring renown to the heroes themselves.